Okay, hi. So this is the first audio that I'm doing since I was notified that somebody was pretending to be me on the internet, which is so weird. And I actually was like, can you guys hear that? It's my nails. I actually was like not even sure if I wanted to continue posting on Gone Wild Audio after the whole thing with the person who was like pretending to be me on Reddit. Just because it kind of just like gives me the heebie-jeebies that somebody would like do that, and I don't know, it's just weird. And I don't know. It just gave me the heebie-jeebies. Like, it just like really scared me. Not scared me, but like creeped me out. I was really like severely creeped out. And I'm actually super, super glad that like all the other pictures that I posted before, I deleted like after a short amount of time, because the person who was pretending to be me doesn't have any other pictures to go off of, which is great. They just have like that one picture, which, if you reported it, thank you so much for being so great. I really appreciate it. I also was doing a giveaway for my birthday, and I did choose two winners. So I am reaching out to them. So if you don't get a message, I'm sorry. I wish I could like choose everyone, but I can't. I can't like make myself masturbate that many times. It's crazy. You guys were like super awesome. Like all the comments you guys left and stuff was like super great. So yeah, I appreciate that. My God, I've been talking for 1 minute and 48 seconds. I'm so sorry. I was gonna say, oh, yesterday was my birthday. It was pretty chill day. I mean, I didn't really do much. I had an optometrist appointment. Oh my God, crazy. So much fun. I had my eyes dilated. I was really, it's stupid. Like, you know, your life is so sad when you like get excited about an optometrist appointment, because I wear glasses, and my prescription has been like terrible for a while. I can't really see when I drive anymore. That's terrible. But I was really excited about getting like going to the optometrist appointment, just because I was gonna get new glasses. Because like going to the optometrist means new glasses. I was like, yes. And then my optometrist asked me if I wanted to get contacts. So like, I don't know. So that's what I did on my birthday, which is great. It was really a lot of fun. You guys will notice that the AC is off today again, because it's really cold out today. For some reason, I don't know. It's like gloomy and gray outside, which is awesome. That's why I love my birthday being in October, because usually it starts like it's like fallout and it's like coolers, which is great. I love it. Jesus Christ, I don't even know how long I've been ranting here. Oh my God, 3 minutes. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Last night, I was, you know, like laying in bed, and yes, last night was my birthday. Yesterday was my birthday. And I couldn't stop thinking about like how badly I wished that I wasn't like laying in bed by myself, that I was like laying in bed with you. I mean, yesterday was my birthday, and I had like a lot of awesome things, you know, like my family's super, I'm super, like super, super close to my family. And so, my family did something super great for me, and everyone was so awesome. And which is great, obviously, on your birthday. That's cool. It's the one day of the year. But well, that was really fun. I mean, the one gift that I wanted, like that I wish I got, was to be able to do things to you. Which I think about a lot. Like, the perfect gift for me on my birthday would have been, you know, you naked in my bed, with your cock within, you know, like distance for me to reach and over and grab and just, you know, feel it go hard in my hand, and then, you know, put my mouth on you and look at your expression. Well, you know, I put the tip of my tongue on your cock. It's, oh God, that would have been great. that would have been the best birthday gift, but I couldn't have that, unfortunately, which is just really annoying. It's really annoying. It's annoying how that was the one thing that I wanted on my birthday and I couldn't have it. So, oh my God, I'm like, do you like hearing me say that I wish you and your cock had been my birthday gift? Does that excite you? Does that do something for you? Because, I mean, it certainly does something to me. It makes me really, really wet. And, oh God, it just really, really excites me. You guys all seem to like me saying what position I'm in. So right now I'm laying on my stomach. And I have a pillow between my legs. In my hand. My fingers are on my clit right now. I just wish... You know, it's the one day out of the year that's like your own day, your birthday, you know? Just one day out of the year that I wanted to have you all to myself to do whatever the fuck I want to do to you. And I couldn't have that. No. It's just so unfair. It's just so unfair, you know. You're probably laying there hard right now. Oh, fuck. You're just laying there hard. You have no idea. Oh, shit. Oh, you have no idea how badly I wish I could be there. Oh, how badly I wanted your cock yesterday. Oh. Oh, 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 oh my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're gonna make me go. Oh, shit. Oh, my God, I'm gonna come. Oh. Okay, hi. So, you're probably wondering why that recording, the beginning, the last part of this recording actually just went dead. So, somebody in my family was calling me because I forgot to put my phone on silent. And the call came through as I was in the middle of doing that, like while my fucking fingers were on my fucking clit. And I freaked out really, really bad because, like, for a second, I was like, oh my God. This person in my family is going to know. I, for some reason, I like thought that they were going to be able to hear what I was doing, or like the call was going to answer itself and then they were going to hear me masturbating, and I think it didn't happen. Just, I don't know. Wouldn't that have been crazy though? Like, if it's, the call just answered itself and then, you know, the person who was calling me, you know, found out that I like was masturbating, you know, that I had my hand on my clit while they were calling me. I didn't answer the call, obviously, because I'm, like, in this mindset where, like, I'm trying to fucking come. But it was just funny. It just made me laugh a lot. I'm sorry if you have, like, your hand on your cock right now and you're fucking, like, you're about to, like, come and I ruined it for you. I promise I didn't do it on purpose. It's just, like, the phone call came through and, yeah. I'm still really, really wet, though, and I know that you probably enjoyed listening to me actually about to come, so I'm just gonna keep going, because I really want you to come for me, and yeah, it's so funny, though, oh my God, oh God, I'm just, like, I didn't even, like, yesterday, like I said before, was my birthday, and I didn't even get to come yesterday, which is sad. So the idea of you, like, laying there with your cock in your hand, you know, listening to me talk about how badly I wanted your cock and your mouth to be my birthday gift, I don't know, that really, really excites me. I don't know. I love knowing that I make you come. It makes me really wet. I don't know. There's something really sexy about, you know, I've been told lots of times that I'm really pretty and that I have good assets. But, you know, the fact that, you know, something like my voice can get you off, that you can hear how badly I want you just through my voice, really, really, just so exciting. So, oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh. It's funny. You like listening to me come so you can come, but the idea of you coming to me coming is really, really fucking hot to me. I like knowing that you want to feel my pussy on your cock. I like knowing that you want my tight, wet, pink pussy on you. You want to feel how wet and tight I am. Just so wet and waiting in anticipation for you. Just for you. You're the only one that I want. Your cock is the only one that I want inside me. I'm just thinking about it. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm really, really, really fucking just... Oh, does something for me. If you haven't started playing with your cock again... Yet, oh, please, please touch your cock for me. Yesterday, I really, really wanted to think about you. Oh, fuck. About you. Oh, your mouth. Oh, my fucking clit right on your fucking mouth. Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, I'm grinding. Oh, I'm grinding as fast as I want to grind on your fucking mouth right now. Oh, my God. Oh my God! Oh, do you want me to come on your mouth? Oh yeah! Oh my God! I'm gonna come! Oh my God! I'm gonna come again! I'm gonna go! Oh God. Oh! Imagining just my body collapsing next to yours. Oh God, I'm like so lightheaded right now. And just so happy. I imagine I'd be laying next to you after you made me come. And I don't know what you came on. I don't know if you came on your stomach or in your hand or in a towel. I hope it's your stomach because I wish that I was laying beside you. And I could take my mouth and lick all of the gum off of you. And then I would really, really like to get you hard again. I would just grab your cock, take your hand, and put it between my legs to my pussy so you can feel how wet I still am because I want you to fuck me again. Because I want to make you come again. Just play with your cock and your balls. And then I would climb on top of you. I mean, because me being wet is cool and all, but the reason I'm wet is because I want your fucking cock on my pussy, so I would climb on top of you. Grind my pussy lips on your cock. Because I want to make you come again. I want to make you hard again. I want all of your cum to myself. I want it in my mouth and in my pussy. I want it on my face and on my tits. I want it on my tongue. It just makes my mouth water thinking about your fucking cum in my mouth. I wish I could lick it off of your cock. I really, really hope I can make you come again. Because I want to. Does it excite you knowing that after I made you come once, I would do anything that you wanted me to make you hard again, to make you come again? Because I'm your dirty little cum slut and I want all of your cum to myself. This time, I'm on my back. With my legs up. I wish you could find me like this with my legs spread. Just, grab me by my thighs and pull me towards you. So it's easier for you to put your cock inside me. And I want you to start fucking me really, really fast with my legs
on your shoulders. And you pushing up against me. Oh. Will you fuck me? I want you to fuck me so bad. Will you fuck me really fast? And I love that I would be on my back, because that means that you, I would be able to look at your face and you would be able to look at mine. Oh, fuck. So you can see. Oh, how good it feels. Oh, fuck. To have you inside me. Oh, God. Oh, I want you to put your hand on my fucking throat. And grip it tightly. Oh, oh, fuck. I want you to slap me in the face. Why you asked me to beg for your cum? Oh, fuck. Baby, please. Come inside me. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh my God, right there. Oh God. Oh my God, if you. Oh yeah. Oh my God. Oh. Oh my God, I'm gonna have to fucking wash my blanket after this, because it ran down my back. I fucking hate when this happens, but it feels so good. Jesus, I think this is the longest recording I've ever made. I don't know if anybody's still listening to this. Oh, it was so much fun. I liked that so much, but I'm so mad because I'm going to have to every time I make one of these audios, I mean, I wash my sheets regularly, but, like, I always, like, my blankets, I usually, like, they're just blankets. I'm going to have to wash, like, my blanket after this, and I just washed it, like, 4 days ago. Oh, my God. Oh, you guys are, like, you guys should just PayPal me so I can buy a bunch of detergent, because you guys just keep making me come on different things. I'm just kidding, don't do that. Also, you guys, oh my God, I'm like so loaded right now, and all I can do is just like ramble. You guys, like, in my last recording, I really, oh my God, I don't, like, in my head it's like spinning. You guys remember, like, in like the old Looney Tunes where, like, someone would, like, get hit on the head or something and they'd get confused and it was like question marks and they would go, like, in circles? Like, that's my brain right now. Also, you guys, like, said that you guys were a fan of, the little story time I had at the end of my last audio, the Halloween story, so I'm gonna do that again, because I have another one. Let's see if I can get this out without sounding like an idiot. So when I was, like, 10, or, like, 11, we were visiting my stepmom's family. My stepmom's from, like, this pretty large town in Mexico, and we were visiting her family, and this is a house that, like, her dad and, like, her brother died in. And one night, I was sharing a bed with my little brother, and my little brother was little, like, he was like 2 or 3 at the time. And so the bed that we were sleeping in, like, had, like, a headboard, but it didn't have, like, the end of the, like, the other posts, like, at the end of the feet. And
the door was locked, and I just remember I woke up in the middle of the night.
I need so much water right now. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was laying on my stomach, and I remember I, like, looked up, and I saw the headboard, and then I felt like I was moving, and it took me a second to realize that the headboard was moving away from me, like, away from my face, and that I was, like, it was, like, half, I was, like, half asleep. It was, like, 3 a.m., and it took me a second to realize that, like, the headboard was moving away from my face. And then as I started to wake up, like, become more alert, I felt like someone was grabbing me by my ankles. It's the scariest thing that's ever happened to me. Someone was, like, I felt like someone gripping on my ankles and pulling me. And I was laying on my stomach. And by this point, like, my, from, like, my knees down were off the bed. And I was, like, being pulled out of bed. Oh my God, I'm like getting like the goosebumps just thinking. I haven't told this story in a long time, and it just still fucks me up. And yeah, I freaked out, and I started to, like, I was like, oh my God, like, I just remember panicking in my head. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like looking at her, and like, I'm trying to flip over, and I'm kicking, and I couldn't flip over, and my little brother was still asleep next to me. And I just remember I was like kicking, I started screaming, my little brother woke up, and then I all of a sudden I felt like my ankles just went limp, like they, the person, whatever was holding on to me, like, let go. And my, like, I, like, half, like, my knees down were, like, off the bed. So, like, as soon as it got let go, like, my legs hit the ground. Like, I, you know, like, kind of, like, I just, my legs went down. And then I flipped over, and the door was locked. Like, the bedroom door that we were sleeping in was locked. And there was nothing there. And my little brother was like 2 or 3. And so I woke him up because I was screaming hysterically, and he woke up and he freaked out and he's crying. And then my parents, my dad and my stepmom and her mom actually like woke up too, cause they heard me screaming. And so like they were, my dad was like knocking hysterically at the door. I got up, I opened the door. I was like crying. And, he's like, are you okay? And I was like freaking out. So what they ended up doing was like, I was so freaked out. Like I couldn't, we still had like a week to stay in town. I was so freaked out that like that night we moved all the mattresses into the living room because I refused to sleep without like my parents. We moved our mattresses into the living room and we all slept on the floor. And then like we checked into a hotel. And then like, well, we were visiting my stepmom's family. So like we spent a lot of time in that house. And like, this happened when I was like 10 or 11. And it's been like a good, like over 15 years. And so I've never been able to go back to that house. Like I've gone back to like, the city where she's from, multiple times, but I've never been able to stay in that house again. Like I refuse to ever sleep in that house again. And it's funny cause like my dad and I like talked about that recently. There's like a lot of dogs on my street and they're like howling right now. I'm so sorry. This is so long. I'm so sorry. It's funny cause like me and my dad have talked about it now that I'm older, and like my dad told me, a couple of years ago, I told him, like, do you remember when we were at Blank's house and in Mexico and, you know, I woke up hysterically screaming. And he was like, yeah. And he asked me, he's like, did you really never get a good look at what it was? I'm like, no, I was on my stomach. I couldn't turn around. And so my dad says that same night that happened, so in order to get to, like, the room that I was in, there's like a hallway, and my dad, if someone was coming from the staircase up the stairs at the end of the hallway, there was two doors on. So there was one door, one bedroom on the right. If you're coming up the stairs and there's a hallway, there was one bedroom on the right. That was the bedroom my parents were staying in. And then the next door after that on the right was our bedroom where me and my brother were staying in. And then at the end of the hallway, right beside the bedroom where I was staying, was the bathroom. And so I don't know why me and my brother fell asleep with the door locked. I'm not really sure. I think maybe I got dressed before I like got ready for bed. I just didn't like open the door. So the room that we were in was locked, but the room that my parents were sleeping in, they had the door open
And so my dad says that that night, right before like I started screaming hysterically, he saw someone or something walk down the hall, but he thought it was like my stepmom's mom going to like use the washroom, like the bathroom. So he didn't, he was like half asleep when he saw it. And then he was like already like dozing back off to sleep when I started screaming. To this day, we have no idea what it was or who it was or what happened. I don't know. I like gone over it in my head like multiple times and I still don't know what it was like. And I've like questioned whether it was true. And like, I'm like, did I really, is that something I imagined? But I distinctly remember like there's no way that my ankles were like floating in the air on their own. Like something was holding them there. Like I felt something holding them there because when I flipped over, finally, like my legs hit the ground. So I don't know. Yeah. So you guys wanted to hear a spooky story. So it's a spooky story for Halloween for you guys. I'm not sure if it's as good as the first one. I apologize if it's not. Oh my God. This is like the longest recording I've ever done in my entire life. I'm so sorry. So, yeah, now I'm going to go just like drink a shitload of water because I'm dying. And wash my blankets. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this. And bye.